Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Monday, April 29th, 2024. Nice to be back. Couple days off, honestly. I really needed it. This stuff really gets to me once in a while, and it just doesn't stop. Over the weekend, all kinds of stuff going on, including talk about a major Wall Street bank that could fail, or potentially more than one, and bail-ins. Yes, you heard that right. Something you and I have been expecting for quite a long time. Let's talk about that. And let's start off with that, as a matter of fact. So this is Reuters. Let me read this to you real quick. Regulators told to be ready to handle failed clearinghouses. So what does this actually boil down to? Well, I'm going to read this to you. Regulators must equip themselves with tools such as bail-in bonds to deal quickly with failed clearinghouses for stocks, bonds, or derivatives without having to call on taxpayers for cash. Taxpayers always bear the brunt of this. Just real quick, a clearinghouse is an intermediary which deals with financial transactions to make sure everything goes, I guess, as good as planned here. So what they're saying here is there is the potential, or a growing potential, for bail-ins. Now imagine our shock. People, what have I been telling you since forever now? Do not keep a single dime in one of these institutions that you can't afford to lose. That's number one. Number two is understand this is going to happen, and it gets worse than that too. So this is Bloomberg here talking about how the FDIC chief says the United States is ready if a big Wall Street bank ever fails. Well, this is going to happen. I already have Bank of America on my radar. If there were a major Wall Street bank to go down, it would be Bank of America. So, look, they always tell you what they're going to do before they do it here. You understand? So, hold on a second. I'm having a problem here. So, bail-ins, imagine my shock. And how surprised we are. I don't think we're surprised at all. All right, because this is where we're going. The entire financial system, really, honestly, people, if you don't get it already, you're just done, is crumbling around us right now. The entire world economy is being brought to its knees. War is expanding. Hold that thought. We have more to talk about that. And that is not going to stop as well. Inflation is not going to stop. You know, speaking about the economy, hold on a minute here. So today, more than ever in history, there are more adult children living with their parents. I would say that's the sign of an economy that's failing, obviously. You know, also this week here, we got the Federal Reserve decision on monetary policy. I don't think they're going to do a damn thing this month, honestly. There's a lot of people who believe that after this screaming inflation report that we just got here, coming in much worse than expected, pretty much across the board, that the Fed is going to raise rates this week. Ain't happening. No way, no how. So just forget that. There's a lot of talk of whether the Fed's going to be pushing off rate cuts. Who knows? Whatever they have in store for us, trust me, it doesn't really matter, because we're just done anyway, and we must band together. We have to continue to bet against the debt, become our own central banks, become self-sufficient. And again, understand what you're seeing. The entire system is being brought to its knees by design, on purpose, and the people are going down with it. So, yeah, speaking of this bad inflation, these abysmal inflation numbers that we're getting, again, no accountability whatsoever. So this was Market Watch here talking about after the terrible inflation report, Fed funds futures now show rate cuts may begin in September. Whatever. They begin, they end, we're screwed. Just get used to it and just prepare. Be ready for what's going on here. Now, over the weekend, as you probably know, another bank failure. Breaking, another bank failure. Regulators seize Philadelphia-based Republic First Bancorp. We're not done. You and I know this. We've been talking about this for the longest time. It's not going to stop. But, you know, look, if this isn't a wake-up call to you, I don't know what is. Bail-ins, major Wall Street bank failures, it's all being laid out, and it's all being set up. Now, as you all know, courtesy of we the American people, $95 billion weapons package for Ukraine, for Israel, and Taiwan. And right off the bat, Zelensky was saying it wasn't enough. Well, he got his wish. You probably know about this. So on top of the $61 billion that was slated for Ukraine, another $6 billion here, Patriot missiles and artillery to be rushed. See the word? Rushed to Ukraine. Now, this bothers me a little bit. All right. Wherever you stand on supporting the war, or if you are a pro-peace person like myself, maybe this should bother you a little bit. So Zelensky says it's our fault that we delayed in sending this new weapons package over that has now given Russia the initiative. So he's blaming us for their problem. Well, what do you think about that? Imagine our shock. All right, now let's get back on target. If you're watching the futures this morning, they're higher, not by much for the major averages. That's not the real story. This is the real story. The 10-year yield continues to drop, the U.S. dollar also dropping on a relative strength basis. There obviously has been some kind of intervention here in the debt market. We were flirting with that key number, 311.7. According to my math, and it could be wrong, but I'm not too bad at math. The key number that we need to watch for the MMRI, 311.7. We were right about there just a couple of days ago, and this market was under a lot of pressure. Dow was down almost 700 points. Okay, so right now this morning, we stand at 303.3. Who knows what kind of miracle they're going to pull off. I would not be surprised to see this number drop out of the red zone in this environment. Again, it looks to me like there's intervention. Who's buying the debt? Tell Greg Mannarino who you think is buying the debt right now. They're not going to allow this to end, in my opinion, anytime soon, okay? The propping up of the system, more easy money, currency devaluation, dilution, loss of purchasing power. This is what they're forcing on every single one of us, people. Henceforth, why? You got more adult... what did I write this down here? More adult children here. Today, more adult children living with their parents than ever in history. That is not a sign of a booming economy. I don't know about you, but doesn't look too pretty to me, I'll be honest with you. People can't make ends meet. What do we got? Personal debt, household debt, consumer debt continuing to surge out of control. Debt on a worldwide scale skyrocketing at its fastest pace we've ever seen. Meanwhile, we got a world economy cratering at its fastest pace we've ever seen, too. So anyway, that's where we stand today. Keep your eye on this. Again, I don't want you to be complacent. Never let your guard down and always have the high ground. You understand? Look, there is no doubt in my mind whatsoever, especially after this. This is kind of mind-blowing. After, be ready for a major Wall Street bank failure and bail-ins. And, if this stuff doesn't convince you, again, that this is not getting any better. There are some people who write to me, oh, Greg, you're a doomer, you're a gloomer, give us some good news. Well, you know what, look, I don't know what to tell you. I cover the markets, I cover the economy, and nothing to me looks good right now. As a matter of fact, it's going exactly the way that you and I have expected it to go. And it's going to get much worse from here. The pressure is going to be kept on you, and it's just not going to stop. War, expanding war. This is World War III, in case you don't know. Okay, maybe you don't get it yet. But yes, this is World War III. Economic wars, cold wars, hot wars, more funding for war. What does it all boil down to? Currency dilution with regard to purchasing power and skyrocketing global debt. The mechanism must be kept going. It can't stop. It can't stop. Central banks are now finishing what they started. You know this already, to become the lenders and buyers of last resort. And again, this is why you're not seeing anybody being held to account for the skyrocketing inflation numbers. Again, the Federal Reserve, they lied to all of us, and they knew it since day one. And how do we know that? Because since day one, you and I have called this out. Oh, we're going to raise rates, and raising rates is going to control. It's not even meant to do that, people. It's not meant to work that way. I've covered this a million times. I'm not going to cover it again here. But that's the lie they sold to you. Whether you bought it or not, I don't think you bought it if you followed this blog. Excuse me. But again, what else would you expect in this environment? So over the weekend, pretty incredible stuff. Warnings about Wall Street bank failures. Warnings about bail-ins. Another bank failure here. More funding for war. Another $6 billion because the $61 billion wasn't enough. And Zelensky said so right off the bat. Got another $6 billion now in Patriot missiles and artillery. You think that's going to stop too anytime soon? How about absolutely not, people? So again, if you're looking for good news, I don't know. Go find another channel to hang out. This is a channel for winners, of people who are taking action, who are not afraid of what's happening here, but instead of turning that fear into action. What else can I tell you? All right, people, look, a lot of stuff going on. As I said, Wednesday we got the Fed monetary decision. Don't expect a damn thing. We, you and I, will get together later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I hope to see you there. Have some questions ready for me, and we'll cover it then, all right? Until I see you later, take care of yourselves, take care of each other. This guy here loves you a lot. That's it.